which is his word. Am I the only one getting this right now? I was up. I couldn't even sleep because this word was in me so hard. But here's the thing. Jesus said that this is part of our momentum. So if we're going to move in the next realm of faith, then we must add to our faith the speaking kind of faith. I can't stress it enough. We have to add to that the speaking kind of faith. Well, let me continue on. In verse number 11, Jesus now, once again, find himself going to Jerusalem. Now, keep in mind now, he's at a point where he's demonstrating. He's at a point where he's teaching. He's at a point where he's imparting to those who are following him, disciples. And such at a time that when he goes into Jerusalem, where does he go? He goes right into the temple. Let me help you out here. He's giving us this prophetic picture of you. I don't see that. Jesus, even though he's going into this physical temple, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 16, Brother Willie, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Lord? So when Jesus goes into this physical temple, he sees some things going on that shouldn't be going on. Uh-oh. Oh, y'all gonna get it in a second. Every now and then, some stuff go on in this, inside this temple that shouldn't be going on. So there was some selling, of some doves and some sheep that was going on that should not have been going on. They was pimping. And they shouldn't been pimping. And Jesus is not going to allow stuff to be going on inside of his house. And because it's a prophetic picture of this temple, there shouldn't be some stuff going on in this. You shouldn't be pimping this temple. Ooh, Lord, don't. You should be ready to cast some stuff out of this temple instead of. See, y'all going to stay quiet on me now. So he goes in and he looks around and he sees, and then the next day he comes out and watch this now. He said, now, I done got ahead of myself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I done got ahead of myself, but that's okay. He goes out and then he allows the tables to be overturned. Okay? In other words, he's letting us know that there will be times that there will be things that will come into this temple or try to invade this temple. But we must not allow it, and we must be willing to now speak to it. Here's the thing. Sometimes we want other people to speak to it. I don't mind laying hands on folks. I don't even mind praying for you. But there comes a time in your own walk that you have to speak.